Phil Botell is a public health advisor and adjunct professor at the University of New South Wales. He says today's numbers from the Northern Beaches cluster are encouraging, but he's urging health authorities to stay the course and keep a tighter lockdown in place. We spoke earlier.
New South Wales does have a very good public health system, so it seems that the numbers of tests have been very high and very well done to the people of Sydney who've taken this very seriously, reduced movement around the city and adhered to the lockdown arrangements in the Northern Beaches. So the daily new cases seem to be more than heading in the right direction.
So on that front, today the hotspot of the Northern Beaches has been divided into two. So from tomorrow, people in Greater Sydney and south of the Narrabeen Bridge can have 10 people in their homes with children under 12 not counted in that number. So that's 10 adults and teens for Christmas lunch across Sydney. Is that too many under one roof?
Well, the virus doesn't understand Christmas or Hanukkah or Ramadan or your birthday or anything else. It just gets on with transmitting. And the greater the confusion that is injected into the very serious moment when we have to bring the virus under control, the more likely it must be that there will be a slip-up and an increase of risk of transmission. The differences between postcodes and suburban boundaries are unknown to coronavirus. This approach did not work well in Victoria several months ago. There were postcode lockdowns and edicts were issued about this venue and that venue and these boundaries. It didn't work.
The New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, has admitted that this system isn't perfect, but it would mitigate the risk of the cluster spreading outside the area and balance that against the desires of people to do something for Christmas. What's your view about that balance?
Well, there's no balancing at issue. It's just too bad, I'm afraid. The virus does not understand Christmas. So I can understand, of course, the desire of people to get together at Christmas. It's been a terribly tough year, but it will only be tougher if we have more coronavirus cases.
So your view is there's just too much movement under the new arrangement, that people just shouldn't be allowed to move into the hot zone and out of it again.
That's right. The virus doesn't move of its own accord, except in aerosol and close contact. The virus moves with people. That's the lesson we've learnt very hard in Australia in the last 9 months. So to stop the virus moving and to put it out of business, we have to stop people moving. Now, it seems in Sydney, I've got to say, that they've done a tremendous job, the people of metropolitan Sydney, in reducing movement across the metropolitan area. I think the use of masks has increased, and that should be mandated, of course. And we have to ask the New South Wales government why it refuses to do that. But if we do those simple things, they're behavioural vaccines. We don't need the vaccines next year. We've got the behavioural vaccines right in our hands, in front of our faces with masks and stopping moving. And the best possible Christmas present you can give to your family and your kids this year is not to get coronavirus.
So after allowing a little bit of mixing to happen on Christmas Day, what's your view about New Year's Eve? From a virus control perspective, gathering 6 days after Christmas can't be a good idea either.
Well, I defer to the epidemiologists like Professor Brendan Crabb and Professor Raina McIntyre, and to the president of the AMA, who came out this afternoon, said that he thought, and I agree, that New Year's Eve should not go ahead in the way in which it's being planned. We don't seem to be out of the woods yet in Sydney, because we're having these arrangements being put in place. So it's only a few days from Christmas to the New Year, and I think it'd be too great a risk to proceed with the celebrations as they're planned. We don't want New Year's Eve to become a super spreader event, or for our control of the virus to be loosened in any way.
Public Health Advisor Bill Botell.